One of the best spectacles and show of trust to God in the Bible is from the book of Daniel, our first reading today. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three young men, bravely and gave their trust in God totally and without reservation, no matter what might happen to them. The answer to the warning and threat of the king was really full trust and faith in God. They said, "If our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire and out of your hand, O king, let him deliver us. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods and we will not worship the golden statue that you have set up." Bravely they accepted and put all to the hands of God and chose truth and integrity over compliance and conformity. Because of their unwavering faith, unwavering trusts, the three young men were saved. Nebuchadnezzar believed and cried out to God, "Blessed be the God who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him." This is also what Jesus is telling us in the gospel. He is doing the will of the one who sent him. And Jesus gave all to the Father his unconditional trust and obedience, even unto death, death on the cross. This is our identity as Christians, as Catholics, as disciples of Jesus, to trust God and be an obedient and faithful followers. So are we willing to worship the one and true God, even if we are thrown out to the fiery furnace, that is, trials, difficulties, persecutions, and death? Are we worried about it? So, my brothers and sisters, let us learn from the three young men, and most especially to Jesus, in following, doing the will of the Father, giving all to God. And at the end, we will not be harmed, and we will be saved. And all our persecutions, trials, difficulties, even our own state of health, trust the Lord. Don't worry. If it's the will of the Father, just follow, surrender, and give all. And we will experience the saving power of God.